Who is Allah?
Allah is the one true God in Islam, the creator and sustainer of the universe, eternal and without partners.
What does it mean that Allah is eternal?
Allah has no beginning and no end, existing outside the constraints of time and space.
How does the Quran describe Allah's omnipotence?
The Quran describes Allah as all-powerful, with absolute control over everything in the heavens and the earth.
Why is the concept of the Trinity rejected in Islam?
The Trinity is rejected because it implies division in the divine nature, contradicting the Islamic teaching of Allah's absolute oneness.
How is Allah's uniqueness emphasized in Islam?
Allah's uniqueness is emphasized by his incomparable attributes, which are beyond human understanding and representation.
What is Tawhid?
Tawhid is the concept of monotheism in Islam, asserting that Allah is one and indivisible.
How does the Quran address Jesus, Isa?
Jesus is regarded as a prophet and servant of Allah, not as divine or part of a trinity.
What is the Islamic view of the crucifixion?
Islam teaches that Jesus was not crucified but was raised up by Allah, and it appeared to people as if he was crucified.
How does Allah sustain the universe?
Allah continuously maintains and governs all aspects of the universe through his will and power.
How does the Quran describe Allah's knowledge?
Allah's knowledge encompasses all things, seen and unseen, past, present, and future.
Why is it impossible for Allah to be weak?
Allah's omnipotence means he cannot be weak or suffer. He is perfect in strength and power.
Who was taking care of the universe during Jesus' crucifixion according to Islamic belief?
According to Islam, Allah is always in control and does not require intermediaries to manage the universe.
What does it mean that Allah is Al-Hayy, the ever-living?
Al-Hayy means that Allah is eternally living, never experiencing death or decay.
How does the Quran emphasize Allah's role as the sole creator?
The Quran repeatedly states that Allah alone created the heavens and the earth and everything within them.
What is the significance of Allah being Al-Qayyum, the sustainer?
Al-Qayyum signifies that Allah sustains and maintains all creation without any need for assistance.
How is Allah's mercy described in the Quran?
Allah's mercy is all-encompassing, extending to all his creation, and he is often described as Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, and Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate.
What does it mean that Allah is Al-Ahad, the One?
Al-Ahad underscores Allah's absolute oneness and indivisibility.
How is Allah's justice portrayed in the Quran?
Allah is described as Al-Adl, the Just, ensuring that everyone receives what they deserve based on their actions.
What does it mean that Allah is Al-Ghaffar, the Forgiving?
Al-Ghaffar means that Allah is always ready to forgive those who repent and seek his forgiveness.
How does Allah's creation reflect his attributes?
The diversity and complexity of creation reflect Allah's wisdom, power, and knowledge.
What is the importance of Allah being Al-Razak, the Provider?
Al-Razak signifies that Allah provides sustenance to all his creation, ensuring their needs are met.
How does the Quran illustrate Allah's omnipresence?
Allah's omnipresence is illustrated by his nearness to his creation, closer than their jugular vein.
How does understanding Allah's attributes strengthen faith?
Understanding Allah's attributes helps believers appreciate his greatness, fostering deeper faith and trust in him.
Why is it important to acknowledge Allah's role in our lives?
Acknowledging Allah's role as the creator and sustainer reinforces our dependence on him and encourages gratitude and humility.
What is the impact of denying Allah's attributes?
Denying Allah's attributes leads to a flawed understanding of the universe and our place in it, ultimately resulting in spiritual and moral loss. Conclusion: the concept of the Trinity and the divine nature of Jesus presents theological challenges that contrast sharply with the Islamic belief in the absolute oneness and indivisibility of Allah. Islam emphasizes that Allah is eternal, omnipotent, and self-sustaining, without any need for partners or intermediaries. Understanding Allah's attributes through the Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, deepens our appreciation of his majesty and fosters a stronger, more coherent faith.